Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find someone who will help someone make up paperwork. His daughter is trying to take him, just come and pick him up. He's telling her that he does not want to go live with her. Her boyfriend came over here today, called me a bitch, all kinds of names. He's been, he needs some kind of paperwork saying where he wants to live, because she comes over here and she was younger, she stole a safe out of his house, set his house on fire, blamed the fire chief. She would come over, tell him that she needed to borrow money. When the money was due, she would tell him, "Oh, Daddy, I don't have the money. I'm going to pay you when I get," and then she'd get more money until she completely sucked him dry. He still loves his daughter, but he does not want to go live with her and her boyfriend. I've been taking care of him for 10, 15 years, and I have no problem with him talking to somebody by himself, but he needs something to protect him.
Right. So you ended up calling a home care agency, ma'am. Does he need home care services?
No, he has a place to live. I'm trying to find somebody who can help me with that, because he doesn't want to go there.
Right. So then let's get you paid to take care of him, or let's get an aide in the house so she can see that he's getting the help he needs.
Why? I am his aide. I'm the only person that he trusts.
Right.
And we've came by that the very hard way, ma'am, the very hard way. I mean, during the tornado, they didn't even call to see if he was still alive when he had to sell his house because he couldn't keep up with it anymore. They said that they would abandon him if he didn't leave them his house. And they did. They did.
Wow.
When he ran out of money, he never heard from them again. I want him to be able to see his family, but I don't want them kidnapping him, because he's
right.
The type of person that they will bully the shit out of him.
Right.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't have any problems. I'll take a lie detector test. I'll, you know, whatever. I don't care. He can talk to somebody.
Well, you're calling
all by
a home
himself.
Care agency. There's really nothing that I can do other than get him onto services.
Okay.
We can submit the
can
referral.
Do you have a number where I can call? Yeah, that's what I want. Somebody that I can talk to.
I can submit a referral to get him the help
that,
he needs,
please?
In the home.
Well, he doesn't really need any help. I do everything.
Okay,
like that.
Let's get the information. Hold on. What's his first and last name?
Ignacio Lara, Ignacio.
B as in boy?
No, Ignacio, Ignacio.
C. You're saying C,
yes,
as in cat?
C.
Okay.
Yes, C as in cat. Ignacio.
And the last name?
Yes. Lara, Lara.
And a good number to reach him?
314-304-7949.
What's his date of birth?
6/24/1934.
And his home address?
Yes. 4200 Clarence.
Clarence?
Yeah. Yes. I do everything for him.
Is that street,
I mean,
road, boulevard,
yes,
lane, road?
I think it's a street. It's a street.
And what's the city?
St. Louis, Missouri.
And the zip code?
63115. And that's another thing. They are highly prejudiced. We moved here to save up some money because the rent was only $600, and we have had no problems here.
And do you have his Missouri Medicaid ID number?
I know he doesn't have Medicaid. He has Medicare.
So Medicare doesn't cover this service. Has he tried to apply for Medicaid?
Yeah, we should do that too. Yeah, because everybody told me I can get paid for taking care of him, but I do it out of love. I don't care about the money.
Yeah, you can
I don't
get
give
paid
a shit
to
about
take
the
care.
Money. I know, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't care when he gets his check. I don't care about any
ma'am?
Of that. He was flat
ma'am?
Busted.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, what's your last name?
Hoffman, Hoffman.
All right,
hold
and a good
second.
Number to reach you?
Same number. Same number.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and submit the referral so we can help him get onto Medicaid, which is the program that assists him onto services. And I also want you to Google APS, which is Adult Protective Services, and let them know what's happening, the situation at the home. That's where you can, you know, get some help with the daughter.
Okay.
Now I want
all
you
right.
to write
Thank
down
you so
some
much.
Of my information, Michelle. My name is Jasmine.
Hold on a second.
Yep,
yes,
take
please,
your time.
Because, like I said, once they sucked him dry, I made sure, you know, I didn't give a crap that he had any money. I didn't give a damn. And I never even once heard him ask him if he even had it. And then when it was gone, they were gone. It makes me mad. Because let me tell you, I had some terrible parents, and I still would have never done anything like this to them, ever in my life. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm so scared. I mean, her boyfriend came in here, and he was screaming at me, calling me a lion bitch, and all kinds of shit. And then they smoke pot, and he doesn't want any part of that. He doesn't like it. Okay, go ahead. Give me your information, ma'am.
My name is Jasmine, Jasmin.
Okay.
My phone number is 314-501-2508.
Okay.
That's 314-501-2508.
Okay. 314-501-2508. Okay.
2508. Put home care agency next to my name so you don't forget, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Then
I want
you to Google APS, Adult Protective Services. Let them know what's happening, okay?
Okay, all right.
And
thank
I also
you so much.
Want you, listen to me, Michelle, calm down.
Okay.
I need you to write this down. MoHealthNet. You're going to go online when you calm down, and you're going to help him fill out a Medicaid application with MoHealthNet so he could get onto the insurance that covers the program that pays you to be his attendant. Like that, they could leave you alone, okay?
Okay, and let me see. He's supposed to do something with Social Security, but some unknown person who had a card of his Social Security card made a page for him. So I can't even have him do that because I don't know what the password is, and I don't want to get in trouble. And we don't know who did. There's only one person that could have done it, one person that had a Social Security number. And she wrote his name down on his Social Security number. She also put her name on his tax return checks 3 years in a row after he told her not to do it. All right, I'll Google APS. Thank you so much, ma'am.
When you call APS, have him speak to them, not you. He has to put in the complaint about his daughter, not you, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, I'm going to need it. All right, bye.
Bye.